Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. We've been getting lots of great feedback from listeners of the podcast. And I thought it would be kind of nice just to share some of the comments and feedback from your customers and from our listeners on today's podcast.
Indeed, I think it would be appropriate and inspirational. You know, people wonder who are they doing business with, or who might they be doing business with when they decide to actually pick up the phone and call Life Enthusiast Co-op or place an order. So
right.
I thought I'll do this. So I have a letter here from Gina. I'm not going to use her last name just in case she feels embarrassed about it, but here goes, okay?
Yep.
Good morning, Martin. Thank you so, so much for giving me my life back. I'm so grateful for all the time you have given me. It has become very clear to me that the Lord has put you in my path for a good reason. I have cried with tears of joy for your guidance that you have given me.
Wow.
Right now, as I'm writing to you, I just have this feeling of elation, and tears of joy are still flowing. I don't remember the last time I had this feeling. Well, so that's the opener. Here's a few more paragraphs out of that. In the last email you sent me, you told me there were good people out there and you just had to know where to find them. I found my number one first place winner, without a doubt, and that would be you, Martin. Because of you and all the wonderful, unselfish information you gave me, I'm finally on the road to recovery after being so sick for all these years.
Nice.
You know, this is quite typical. People spend many, many years in this distress because the medical system does not handle chronic conditions well. I mean, the allopathic Western medical system is absolutely wonderful at dealing with emergency situations. Like if you're showing up at an emergency room half dead with a bullet wound or with a heart attack or with, you know, any other traumatic injury, or your kidneys are shutting down.
Yeah. If you fall out of a tree, they're great.
Oh, even, you know, even if you have a chronic condition that has gone into what I would call acute, you know, like something really already breaking down, shutting down, they'll save you, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no clue how to prevent getting to that spot.
Right.
And we do. So anyway, here goes. To continue. I'm finally on the road to recovery after being so sick for all these years. I have to share with you, and you are welcome to use this part on your site, my road to recovery starts with you and Platinum Plus. This is the super nutrient Platinum Plus amino acids. A lot of people have their immune system fall apart, and their digestive system follows. And when that situation evolves, your body is unable to take apart, digest proteins. So you may eat a piece of chicken, but your body doesn't take it apart into the constituent blocks, them being the amino acids. And so there it isn't able to assemble proteins correctly because it does not have the source material. The Platinum Plus are free-form amino acids, which means that free-form means they're loosely available. They're ready to be used by the body without any further digestion. So a compromised digestive system is not a problem.
It gets right through it.
It gets right through it.
It's almost like it's pre-digested.
Yes, that's correct. That's the idea.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Do you remember how you... This is the letter again. Do you remember how I told you that before each meal, in order to eat without being sick, I had to take a very expensive probiotic, couple of enzymes, and 300 milligrams of vitamin C? If it wasn't for these supplements, I would, with no exaggeration, be dead.
So she really couldn't digest any of the food that she was taking in.
That's right. Yeah, she says, even though I knew that taking that amount of vitamin C could do some bad things to me, it gave me my life so I could eat. I've tried over the years to at least cut the dose, but I was too sick to function without it. Even though I took them, I still had a lot of bad days dealing with nausea. I also had to puree all of my foods and refused to do the proteins. I ate that with knife and fork. Oh, I guess I guess she pureed everything but her meat.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. I would tell myself to try to ease the worrying of taking such a high dose of vitamin C that I would more than likely have worse effects by taking a prescription. Anyway, so here we go. I've been taking Platinum Plus for about 2 months now. When I read how you didn't need to take enzymes with Platinum Plus, I was really worried, but I want to try it, hoping that I could cut down on all the other supplements. The first week I was on them, I tried cutting just my enzymes, and that didn't work. But what kept me going was that it controlled my food sensitivities a little. Last week, I started cutting them down, and then I went cold turkey after 2 days and took none of the enzymes. And I was preparing myself to start feeling sick maybe in a day or two, but guess what? I didn't. I never got sick. So now as I'm writing this to you, I'm thinking, wow, maybe I don't have to puree my foods anymore, only when I want to. Believe it or not, I now love my mixtures that I make. I might even be able to eat salads again.
Wow.
And you did tell me that one day I would be able to eat raw foods again in one of your emails. Martin, so you see why I'm so grateful to you? I was so afraid to try Platinum Plus, and you guided me in the right direction with your knowledge. And now, I want to thank you again for not being selfish and giving me 2 leads to try to find my answers for my failing health. See, what happens is we don't have answers to everything. I mean, we deal quite successfully with people in fairly normal conditions or when they're not too far gone. Gina, on the other hand, was quite an extreme case. I mean, imagine a person that cannot eat anything without throwing up and, just severe, severe problems. I didn't read all the other, preceding
list,
emails.
Right, her list of ailments goes on and on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Because how can you be healthy when you can't absorb anything?
Yeah. Anyway, so what I did do is I pointed her to a place where she actually could get serious help and told her, do this, just go there.
Right.
And sure enough, and we make no money on the referrals. I just send it over there. And she got help. So she's closing. Again, Martin, thank you so much. Love with deepest gratitude. P.S. Are you Italian? No, Gina, I'm a Czech. I was born in Czechoslovakia. I grew up in Central Europe, behind the Iron Curtain, in the communist country, in a police state.
So you appreciate the freedoms you have here?
Oh, yes. I appreciate the freedoms I have here very much. And I also appreciate how people are starting to lose those freedoms, and I'm just freaking out. Mm. I mean, I think most of American society is like those proverbial frogs sitting in a pot of water that's being slowly warmed up. It's not boiling yet, but man, ugh. Anyway, don't get me going on that.
So let's hear from another one of our customers.
Okay, so let me just recap this a little bit, just so we get a clear understanding what this is all about. We have a person with a completely broken digestive system, and she needs to rebuild it because her gut is already just messed up so much that it cannot actually digest. So we need to actually introduce the free-form aminos that will rebuild the tissue that is damaged and gone. And that's what this product will do. And it's not terribly expensive. It's $40 a month for a few months, and it'll repair you, and you can return to normal life.
Right. So let's suppose that someone listening is in moderate health, maybe like most people, 10, 15 pounds overweight, gets the odd cold or flu in cold or flu season, probably is finding that they're not quite as energetic as they were, 5 or 10 years ago. Would this be something that would really perk them up and get things moving again? Or
actually, we're going to get to that product in the next quote. The Platinum Plus would be excellent for people who suffer with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, massive digestive problems. It deals with metal toxicity. I mean, Platinum Plus works on autism, works on Lyme disease, serious, painful conditions. And it also works exceedingly well on bad backs. People whose lower back hurts, falls apart, people who go to a chiropractor but cannot hold an adjustment. There's this particular, the syndrome that's tied to the heavy metal toxicity causes the outer shells of the discs that separate the vertebrae on the spine to weaken. It's sort of like when you underinflate a tire on a car, it starts bulging out.
Yes, yes.
That's a good visual of that. So the rubber that would normally hold the tire stiffer is weak, and
right.
It just bulges out. So when we start supplementing the Platinum Plus, it strengthens the wrappings on the discs, and they make it look as if you inflated your tires. The whole system stiffens up and finally holds the adjustments. I mean, I had that situation myself. I went to the chiropractor, and he good, skilled chiropractor, puts me exactly in the right alignment. But 2 or 3 days later, I'd be gone and out. Why is that? I mean, he did his work. It was my body that was failing. And most chiropractors don't know this. It's sad. It's a nutritional problem. They think, well, I'm a good chiropractor. How come these people keep losing it? And I've even heard this rumor. People say, don't go to a chiropractor. They'll just loosen your ligaments, and you will be coming in and out of adjustments very easily. That actually is a old wives' tale. That's bad. Bad news. It's not because of that. It's because of your weak ligaments and weak
Whether you go or not go to the chiropractor, you're going to be going in and out of adjustments, right?
That's right. You're going to be like that jack-in-the-box flopping around. Boneless, spineless. Well, anyway, so...
Martin, your analogies and visual pictures today are... You're right on, because I'm just squirming in my seat here. Keep going.
Dear.
Spineless and boneless. It's, I want to keep them.
Okay. Well, anyway, so when you do get the proteins that you need to have assembled from the amino acids, it'll strengthen the outer shells on the discs and strengthen the ligaments, and your adjustments will hold. And then you go to the chiropractor, get yourself straightened out, and you stay straight. No more back pain. I mean, hallelujah. One of the most popular complaints in North America, back pain.
And that's what the Platinum Plus will do for us.
Absolutely. No doubt. It was invented by a chiropractor in his 40-year practice. He actually was looking for the solution to the same problem that many other chiropractors have. And he found it, he diagnosed it, and he developed a product that takes care of it. It's a patented formula. And the secret is, you can't just go and take any amino acids. The big deal about the formula is that it has cofactors in it. They're catalysts that are required for the transaction to actually take place. The chemical reaction will not go forward without molybdenum and sulfur. And so there are other formulas, amino acids on the market, but they don't have these. They're not secret. They're on the bottle. But they're patented, so other companies can't do it.
Huh.
And when you get it like that, it works.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, going back to this other issue, the not quite so sick. People who are dragging on. But anyway, this other woman, her name is Anne. She lives in Australia. And that's another story, but I'll tell about that. And she has had many, many years of very difficult, not so good health. And she's writing, we've had some trouble with Australia. They are really intense about not letting living things across the border. For instance, they have taken issue with slippery elm. Slippery elm is a wonderful ingredient that soothes the bowel, soothes the whole digestive system.
Oh.
But the word elm gets the Australian importation. I think it's called...
Dutch elm disease.
Yeah, the Dutch elm disease. They want to protect themselves against that. And of course, we use only raw ingredients. We don't cook them. So they said, well, you can't ship this. Only if you encapsulate it or if you boil it. Well, we said we won't boil it.
Kill it.
Yeah, kill it. Well, why would we want to ship useless ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so Anne wrote... So Anne was buying two different products from us. She bought the magnesium in the form of the bath crystals.
Yes.
Twilight America bath crystal. And she also bought the Strata Flora made by Exelon. And so we're trying to find ways to ship to her in an affordable way because Australia, you know, is pricey. And to send a $30 1 kilo package of the bath salt costs $30 more to deliver. So that's pretty painful. But here's her words. I appreciate your effort on my behalf so much. Let's just go ahead with airmail in the U.S. this time, since I'm almost out of the bath crystals. But next order, we might be able to get far enough ahead and use the Canadian slow surface mail. How are you able to get to a Canadian post office without much trouble? Ha, I laugh. That's because we also have a Canadian warehouse. Here's the interesting thing. The U.S. mail has actually canceled surface mail. They only now do airmail. They don't do shipping by boat to Australia anymore. But Canadians are still doing it, so that's why this came up.
I see.
But anyway, she goes, thanks, and please hurry. My postmenopausal system sorely knows it when I don't get the magnesium and the DHEA levels drop. And it only takes a few days before I start suffering.
Wow.
I want to report to you on my one-time use of Strata Flora. She actually did get two bottles through. And that was it. The next shipment got stopped. Anyway, she says here, remember, I got one through the customs quarantine, but the next two got busted and a lengthy search for a way through ensued, resulting in eventually having to have them sent back to you. Yep, they came back. So I only used the one lot, stretching it over 3 months. Initially, I used a higher dosage, but then I found that I best just take a tip of a spoonful with every meal, every day. Well, recently I came down with a nasty flu virus that is around this southern winter, a mean and deadly strain. I hardly ever get respiratory infections due to my clean diet and lifestyle, but anyway, it charged through me. Starting at the sinuses like a wounded bull. Voice box, throat, and bronchial tubes followed in close succession. High fever and really nasty aches and pains completing the picture. Brain utterly defunct and misery acute.
Ouch.
What a writer she is, though.
She is. What a picture she paints.
Anyway, my sinuses were so blocked at one stage I could not swallow because of the back pressure that it brought. Amazing. Much hot bathing and hot water bottle to rest my face on at night were the order of the day. Did you know a hot water bottle as a pillow will clear the most stubborn sinus and nose blockage in minutes? New to me, too. I channeled that one direct from the universe. It's interesting that she actually just invented it and it works. Anyway, by day 3, it got into my bronchial area, and I laid the hot water bottle on my neck and upper chest for hours to stop it going into the lungs. Well, at the end of that day, my immune system, which I had literally felt working on each area of infection in turn, like a battleground it was, got on top of it, and it was over. Just like that.
Wow.
All that was left was mucus in the voice box and a dry cough, which persisted for a few more days. But no unwellness. The sinus blockage, which so often endures for weeks in colds and flu, never happened after the onset. It simply cleared quickly. I have since embarked on a daily course of tea and my fenugreek tea, and the voice box is clearing. Anyway... I guess I'm going to have to skip a few things. Until recent times, my immune system had been persistently low. That is the deep and silent effect of one bottle of Strata Flora, which I finished months ago, that I am able to overcome this illness. Thought you would like to know this. If you want to post this testimonial, feel free.
Nice.
So thank you very much, Anne, in Australia. She's a wonderful person, and she's suffered a long, long time with a debilitated immune system, and we were able to set it on the right course with just a single bottle of the Strataflora. See, what happens with the Strataflora, it's a self-colonizing digestive system rebuilder. You take a bit of territory by the means of poisoning out, well, not poisoning, but pushing over the critters that shouldn't be there, and then colonizing them with the right critters that start growing. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't start growing had we not fed them. You know, these things are called probiotics. They're like yogurt culture and other critters, like soil-based organisms that live on vegetables. So when you take them, they start colonizing. But if they don't have the right food, which we call prebiotics, they actually don't grow.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So we have the prebiotics in the blend as well. So that gives them enough strength to actually build a colony. It's sort of like a beachhead, you know. Mm. You just, you know, land the first few troops, and then you need to support them. You need to resupply them with ammo and food and everything else. And that's what the prebiotics do.
That's very, very cool, Martin.
Yeah, so there's the Strataflora, the universal, and it really is a universal digestive system healer. It works all the way from the mouth down to the anus. You know, there's something for the stomach, there's something for the small intestine, there's something for the large intestine. It's a really good product. It's not cheap, you know, at $87 a bottle, but that represents a 3-month supply. And usually that one bottle is enough to set a compromised digestive system on the right course.
Wow.
And, you know, how do you compromise your digestive system? Well, you kill off the bacteria that are naturally living in the digestive system.
So when you drink something like chlorinated water, with purposes to kill bacteria and bugs in the water, you're probably doing the same thing to your stomach.
Yep, you put your hand right on it. Yeah, what kills bacteria? Chlorine. Yes, sir. So if your water is not filtered, you know, you need at least a carbon filter to remove the chlorine. Well, too bad. It's killing off the flora in your digestive system. So, you know, if your kid goes to school and drinks the water out of the water fountains, it's killing off the digestive flora for sure.
So there's really no way for anybody to not have compromised digestive systems.
Pretty much. The sure way to kill all of it, all in a single swoop, is a course of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that kills all of it, straight up. That's why people have yeast infections starting usually after a course of antibiotics, because the antibiotics wipe out the flora in the whole body. They kill everything. You know, they kill the infection, and they kill the good guys as well. That's why they're called antibiotics, and the other folks are called probiotics. So, yes, you need to, after a course of antibiotics, if you've had one, you must repopulate with probiotics. And you need to feed your probiotics with your prebiotics. If you don't, they are good for a little while. I mean, there are some other popular probiotic mixes on the market, but they're addictive in the sense that if they don't have the prebiotic mixed in with it, they work only so long as you're taking them. The moment you stop taking them, if you have not established the colonies of the new cultures, they will just drop off, and you go right back to the sixth stage. And we don't do that. We're such silly people, we don't want you addicted to our products.
So, Martin, thank you very much for sharing those two great success stories, because I know that it gives inspiration to a lot of people who, you know, maybe are feeling helpless, feeling like they don't know where to turn or what to do, and you know, and how can you get from being in a really acute situation with, you know, lots of pains and aches and everything else, which really just means our bodies are inflamed, right? And we need to look after the inflammation. To those of us that, you know, have a moderate health, but really, you know, remember what it was like 10 or 15 years ago, and not nearly as active or as energetic or as quick-moving as we used to be, and Last week's podcast was really inspirational for me because when I heard that aging, you know, our enzymes don't go down as we age as our enzymes go down, to me that was like, really? There's, you know, hope here for me to have a long, active life because my parents are very healthy in their late 70s, and my grandparents all made, you know, two of them made it to over 100, and one made it to like 98, and one made it to almost 90. So I think of life going for another long, long period of time, right? And the thought of being in a home for 10 or 20 of those years just does not appeal to me at all.
Yeah, I sure can relate. Isn't it neat, though, when you're 50 and you're thinking, oh, I'm only halfway through, huh?
Yeah. And how long ago was it when, if you were 50, you were like really the old guy because everybody else died when they were in their 40s or 30s?
That's true.
Not that
and
long.
Yeah, it is important that we understand that the last 30 years you don't want to spend in a wheelchair plugged into an oxygen bottle and a drip.
That's
you
right.
You want to still be surfing.
That's right.
Whether it's the surfboards or the web, I don't know. But, yeah, definitely stay active.
Well, I'd like to be able to walk down to the beach easily and quickly and watch my son surf. I could do that.
Yeah, totally. Well, you'll be watching your 80-year-old son surf at your 100th birthday, so I don't know.
That's right. So thank you very, very much for sharing all of that. And if you want to find out more about the two products that we discussed in this particular podcast, if you head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com and look at the show notes, I've got the direct links. If you are just interested in finding out more about how you can really take your health to the next level or find out more about specific issues that you may have, head over to the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, which is www.life-enthusiast.com. And we've got thousands and thousands of pages of information there, right, Martin?
Oh, yep, there are thousands. Yep, they are.
And lots of information on different things that you can do. And, you know, we know people that go and just spend weeks and weeks and weeks because it's so interesting to see all the possibilities that come from stuff that, you know, your doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy industry is not going to tell you about, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, I would like to point out to people you don't have to spend weeks of reading on the website to get help. We have the website quite well organized by the type of conditions that are bothering you. There are really only five major issues, and we'll talk about which they are in our future podcasts. You know, you either have toxicity going, or you have inflammation going, or you have nutritional deficiencies. You know, these things, people usually don't have all of it at once, although some are pretty complex. So you don't need to do everything that's on the website. You just do the stuff that applies directly to you.
That's right. Great. Well, thank you very much again, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day. And to all our listeners, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening. If you head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, you can subscribe through iTunes or leave a comment and a question if you've got any. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions we'll bring up in future podcasts for everybody to hear the answers to.
Right on. Okay, well, thank you, folks. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.